This is Talking Property on 882 6PR. The voice of Perth.
And thank you to Philippa Ma for the 9 o'clock news. And Philippa will be back to tell us what's going on in the world around about, right on, in fact, 10 o'clock, just ahead of a Saturday morning at the football. Good morning to you, Mr. Rob Druitt.
Good morning, and great to be here again, Talking Property, Saturday
yes,
morning.
A little bit of encouragement, I note, in a little message that came out under the signature of Mr. Hayden Groves, President of Rewa.
Yeah, just a little bit of a turn-up in activity, which is not surprising. We're coming off a very low base. It was that Christmas period, it really slowed down. So nice to see a little bit extra activity out there and a few more sales. And, of course, I guess the sellers are now starting to get used to the fact that, unfortunately, prices have pegged back a bit. But, of course, there's always two sides to the equation, and that being that the buyers are getting better buyers out there. And I think where they see value, they're certainly jumping in.
Mm, good-o. Now we have a couple of very, very special guests today from Summit Homes, and they're, of course, the sponsors of this program. We're very grateful to them for that. And details of the $100 cash, it'll be going to one of our listeners a little bit later on. But first up, I would like to introduce a man who's been in here before. He's the general manager of Summit Homes, Tony Harvey. How are you, Tony?
Hey, Harvey, great to be here again.
Nice to see you in here. And you've brought a colleague along, and this is his debut appearance on Talking Property. And he'll be able to answer many questions in his particular field of expertise. His name is Quentin Lau, and he's Development Specialist for Summit Projects. G'day, Quentin.
Good morning, Harvey.
Nice to have you in here. Now, can you so people get a bit of an idea of the sort of questions they might like to direct personally to you, what is your role at Summit Homes?
So basically, I've been with Summit Projects, a division within Summit Homes, for over 17 years. My role is to focus on multi-unit developments and land subdivision. So basically, clients will come to me, they will engage me to investigate the potential of their properties. I'll be able to determine the yield and be able to provide them with budgets, which will then enable us to prepare plans, costings, and also to undertake the constructions.
Right, okay. And would I be correct in saying that many of your clients, apart from business clients, we're talking about private clients, would be people who maybe have a house on a large block that they've had for many, many years and they're wondering, well, what can we do with it?
That is correct. A majority of our clients are what we call mum and dad developers, many of whom are first-time property developers. There are a lot of properties around Perth which have got the potential. There are a lot of properties in Perth which has undergone through rezoning. And as a result, there is opportunities where we could either retain the existing house to develop on the balance of the land or to demolish and to undertake a complete redevelopment.
Right. Most important, of course, that people know what their zoning is, isn't it? Because a lot of people actually bring the program out, Rob, and they say, well, I've got a 940 square metre block in Cannington.
But what they can
don't
I do with it?
What can I do with it? And they don't know what the zoning is.
First thing to find out the zoning, isn't it? What the capacity is or potential.
That is correct. Basically, every block in Perth has a particular zoning. It could be commercial, residential, or mixed use. Mm. So we can actually determine the zoning through contacting the local council, or alternatively, clients can give me a call and I'll have access to websites which I can easily identify the zoning.
It's become more complex too with the zoning around Perth, particularly with the redevelopment. And a lot of the local shires have their own redevelopment areas, don't they, with special guidelines and so on. So although it'll say it'll be special area such and such, it takes quite a bit of research to find out exactly what you can do with the property.
The situation that we've got is that not only do we have to adhere to the state planning policies, but every council will have their own local planning schemes, policies, and maybe design guidelines which could influence the yield. There are cases where there is a split code zoning, and we can only achieve the bonus density zoning if we meet certain criteria.
So you need to know all of that.
You do need it. Very mate, you've picked up a bit in your 17 years with Summit, haven't you?
Yes.
But it has got more complex, hasn't it? A lot more complex over the last 5-10 years.
It is a lot more complex. And as a result, there are only very limited professionals in Perth who will have the knowledge to undertake undertake developments in this unit development sectors.
That's a good point, Quinton, because generally in the new home arena, you've got guys coming into the industry as salespeople. They'll generally start out in displays. They might move into the office in more senior roles, but generally you're going to be in the business for maybe 5 or 6 years at least before you start getting the level of knowledge that Quinton's rolling off the top of his tongue there. It's the stuff that you need specialists.
You do. You must have a specialist. You can't do it on your own. That's ridiculous to even think about
that. Well, you can try.
You can try.
It may not end up being the highest yield of the property.
It's expensive and takes a long time.
As I mentioned, we have $100 up for grabs. Now, you can send an email, but you won't be eligible for the prize. You can send a text. Again, we're restricting our potential prize winner to our phone callers on 922 118 882. But send a text by all means, 19999 677, and pop an email into harvey@6pr.com.au. And today, we have $100 cash from Summit Granny Flats. And you can learn more about that aspect of Summit Homes on Summit Granny Flats, all the one word, .com.au. They're all the go, aren't they, Granny Flats now?
Well,
would be in sort of in your area, I suppose, people that want to not necessarily, you know, redevelop, I guess, their whole property, but certainly to put a granny flat on board.
I guess what you've also got is a situation where if the zoning does not permit redevelopment, we can always consider a granny flat.
Yes.
Now, granny flats are obviously slightly cheaper to develop whilst you're achieving the same rental yield. It's cheaper because there are the absence of subdivision-related fees, and I guess if the zoning do change in the future, we can always undertake some conversion to convert that into a property which can be eligible for subdivision.
Good advice. All right, 922 118 882. That's the best thing to do. And have a chat to us. Got a couple of callers lined up. First up, Ian of Belden. G'day, Ian.
Hello there, gentlemen. I've just got a question. I've got a house that settles next week, and there's two hot water systems on the house. Now, there's a solar hot water system on the roof and a gas one on the outside. Now, we've asked how the two work together, and we haven't been able to get a lot of sense. So I've had a property inspection report, and I've spoken to the guy that did that, and he said he cannot see a working function for the solar hot water system.
I've seen this situation before, Ian, many times.
Okay.
What it probably is, and what often happens, is you have your solar hot water system, which was put on in the 70s or 80s, and they eventually rust out, and then when they go to replace it, they get a quote for it and fall over backwards and go, oh gosh, that's a lot of money. Oh, well, there's another option. We can put a gas hot water system in on the side and convert it, and they invariably don't take out the old solar hot water system. So you see it there and you think, oh, well, there's another hot water system, but it's probably not functioning and probably hasn't functioned for quite some time.
Yeah, so how do we go about this? It was a big boring point, having daughters that spend way too long in the shower. It was something that took us, and now we're sort of stuck. Settles next week.
Okay.
And the settlement agent said if it's there and I haven't disguised that it doesn't work, then it needs to be working.
Could very well be the case. You go back to your contract of sale, and do you know if in your contract of sale, Ian, you had a working order clause?
Well, we did a final inspection on last Tuesday, and she said, oh, as far as she's concerned, it does work.
Ah, okay, well, that's there's a representation there, then it's working, then it should be working.
Yeah.
Often what we have on a standard sales contract for a second-hand property is what we call a working order clause, which means that the seller warrants that everything is in working order at the date of settlement, and if not, it's advised at the time of contracting. So on that basis, it sounds like you could rely on that, but you do need to go back to the contract, discuss that with the agent, and then the agent needs to talk to the seller to say, hey, look, this is your obligation, we've signed a contract to say that everything's in working order. There's a solar hot water system there, and it should be in working order. So based on what you've told me, if it's in the contract, then you can rely on that.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much.
Good.
Enjoy your show.
Good on you. Thank you very much, Ian. We'll go to Greenwood now. Good morning, Claude.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I'm in the city of Dunlop, and I'm just wondering, people have been told me they've got letters for they want to put another house behind the other one. I'm on a corner block, and I'm just wondering if I can do it with just over 600 squares.
Well, I guess
like a duplex property.
Mm.
From my understanding, the Shire of Joondalup has gone through a rezoning process. There are certain areas in the Shire which has had its zoning increase. The most important thing that we need to obtain is, if I was able to, obviously I don't actually have access to my software currently, but if I could check the zoning of the property, I can then determine whether or not this is a duplex potential site. Now, Claude, if you want, I can actually give you my contact details, and on Monday, please give me a call and I can actually undertake this investigation for you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
a bit hard to hear you there, Claude.
He's going for a pen.
Oh, I thought you might be. Sounded like you're in the backyard in the swimming pool.
Sounds like it.
And I think his pen's underneath his desk.
No worries, Claude. But there is rezoning through there, as Quentin mentions, which is happening, which is great. And if it is R30 at 600 square metres, corner block, then yes, you would be able to do a duplex under that zoning.
I wouldn't be able to put two separate houses.
You may be able to if the zoning permits, as Rob has just indicated. If your zoning is more than R30 and there is no other planning schemes which prohibits it, then we can look at putting two separate titled houses on the property.
Hmm. First port of call actually should be the planning department of the local shire, and they'll be able to confirm for you. And also on the website too, you'll be able to see. If you go on the Shire Joondalup website, they have zoning maps and details there.
You got that pen, Claude?
Yep. Okay, Claude, so my direct phone number is 9317
0225.
Okay. Ask Quentin.
Yeah, I haven't got a pen. I just scratched it down on a bit of dust.
Okay, don't get the vacuum cleaner out until Tuesday.
Hey, listen, mate, Jess is in here. Jess is our cleaner at 6BR. Do you want us to pass on your number? You sound like you might need her.
No, I've got a stereo in, a bit of dust on top of it, and I've just got to the mate.
Good on you, mate. Thank you for that.
Improvisation.
9221882, if you would like to call us.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
Adam Chan here from The Drive Program. On Friday, we looked at the crazy job titles people give themselves so they can sound more important.
My late husband always told his children he was a cargo manipulator. He was a wharfie.
Some call it a bovine surgeon.
I am a licensed, qualified, professional steering wheel attendant.
Join Adam Shand on Drive, weekdays from 3 on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
It's time for Perth to go full bloom. The Perth Garden Festival, presented by the Sunday Times, is back. Visit WA's biggest garden and outdoor lifestyle event and explore WA's largest plant market, or be inspired by Perth's best landscape designers at the SunSmart Show Gardens. It's 4 days of bargains, new plant releases, innovative garden products and loads more on the Bupa main stage. See you at the Perth Garden Festival, April 28th to the 1st of May, McCallum Park, Victoria Park. Buy tickets online at perthgardenfestival.com.
Wow! Look at this one. Oh, that price can't be right.
Nah, nobody can build a two-story home that nice for just $228,000.
That's amazing.
New Level Homes has changed the game in quality two-story affordability. We build better, faster, and at a fraction of what you'd expect to pay. You simply won't believe the quality of two-story home you can now afford, built in just 29 weeks. Check out the others, then check out us. For more, visit newlevel.com.au or one of our display homes.
In just 2 years, 50 Up Club has grown to have close to over 200,000 members just like you. That's members 50 and over who want to save a buck on their household expenses. Too many people stay loyal to the same old insurance or energy provider year after year, and chances are they're paying too much. Right now, there's 6 great offers available to 50 Up Club members, including home and contents, car, energy, life, travel, and health insurance. For your free membership to the club that everyone's talking about, go to 50upclub.com and sign up today. There's no obligation, so don't wait. Visit 50upclub.com today to see if you can save. Log on now, 50upclub.com, 50upclub.com.
It's the moment you walk through the door. The moment you set your eyes on Perth's most impressive range of plumbing products. The moment you realise just how much easier your building or renovation project will be with Parkwood Plumbing Centre. waiting to walk you through their unique selection, chosen for style, practicality, and the best possible value for your budget. So when it's time, choose more choice. Parkwood Plumbing Centre, 168 Bannister Road, Canningvale.
Will Schofield here from the West Coast Eagles. If you'd like to enjoy footy this season from the best seats in the house, you can secure exceptional VIP seating at West Coast Eagles home games. Entertain your clients, reward your staff, or spoil your family and friends with a range of options available, from private VIP open boxes to formal and casual dining.
Visit westcoasteagles.com.au/hospitality for all your match day hospitality, plus inner sanctum experiences, events, and Toyota AFL Grand Final packages.
After a forklift that stacks up on quality, value, and productivity, Toyota Material Handling has the solution. Call your local branch for new, used, or rental forklifts. 1-800-425-438 or see toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
It certainly is, and we've got Tony Harvey, General Manager of Summit New Homes, and Quentin Lau, Development Specialist for Summit Projects, in the studio to take your calls. And if you're desperate, you need him, Rob Drewitt's here as well.
Just making up the numbers.
Yeah, just making up the numbers like me, but at least I can get to press the buttons. Andy of Morley. G'day, Andy.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good.
Sir, I have two houses under a family trust name. Now, the two houses combined, I can make easy 8 dwelling, maybe 9. Now, shall I amalgamate the two houses, the two titles, into one, and then distribute it to the family trust, then do the subdivision, or what's your advice?
When you say two houses, Andy, do you mean that the houses are on two separate blocks?
Side by side, probably, are they, Andy?
Yeah. Like number 16 and number 18. And each one is 1,000 square meters. So shall I amalgamate them, distribute them to the family? Yeah. The reason why I want to distribute them to the members of my family, because I can't afford paying to this local to the government now the hefty land tax. They actually kill every West Coast.
Get me going now, land tax. Here we go.
Andy,
I know exactly, Andy. It's outrageous, isn't it?
You've stirred Robert,
please,
mate.
Your advice.
Okay, I'll try not to comment on the land tax, because I have commented on that many times, but we know that's bad. Look, and I'm sure Quentin will agree with me totally here, that in any subdivision like that, the first thing that you need to do is amalgamate the blocks if you're going to do a multi-unit subdivision. But you also should get some good tax advice as well before doing that, with the family trust and so on, to make sure that you're not putting yourself in a higher tax position by doing that, and it's tax effective what you're going to do. But I'm sure Quentin can talk a little bit about the development side of things as well.
From a development perspective, obviously we'll need to amalgamate the sites in order to maximize the yield. You've mentioned that it is a 8-unit site, so I would assume that the zoning is R40. Would that be correct?
That's right, yes.
That's right. So then obviously what we can actually do for R40 is that, to be more specific, there is a site coverage requirement, which is 55%. From a design perspective, I would say that you'll probably end up building 8 single-story units, 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, double lock-up garages. Would that be something that you'll be exploring?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
I guess what, as Rob mentioned, do your investigation with the accountant in terms of the tax perspective, and then if you do want to proceed, come and give me a call, come and see me, and obviously I can prepare your feasibility study to determine whether or not the project is feasible. Obviously, if
is that a free service, Quentin?
Well, the initial discussion is free of charge.
Yeah, that's what I meant, yeah.
However, as soon as I start ordering survey, preparing plans, and giving you a more accurate proposal, there will be a minimal charge involved.
Fair enough too, yeah.
And one more question, if you don't mind. Can my self-managed super fund buy a commercial property owned by the family trust and then avoid later on taxes and stuff like that when I'm over 60?
Okay, well, that might be a good question for our guest next week, who is a tax consultant, because that is my past background, but I don't want to give you tax advice over the radio. So that's a good question for a qualified tax consultant to answer. Quite possibly to a degree, but with any of these tax planning things, you want to make sure that you go about it the right way.
Hey, Andy, how about you give the program a call next week? Who's our guest?
We've got Mark Sablinski in next week.
Yeah, Mark Sablinski will be in and he'll answer your question.
Be able to help you with that one.
Good on you. Thanks, mate. To Greenwood. G'day, Kate.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I did a final inspection yesterday. There's a working order on the, a good working order on the property.
Right.
My issue is there's a PowerPoint in the dining room, and on the owners had work done on an electrical point. They put in an extension cord that runs from that PowerPoint into the kitchen, and then it comes up to a wall, and they've attached a double PowerPoint, which is the main PowerPoint kitchen.
Yep.
Now, because it's working, I believe it's unsafe and it hasn't been done by a qualified electrician.
Well, hopefully it has. You shouldn't be doing any electrical work without being done by a qualified electrician. Okay, look, how old is the home, Kate? 30
years old.
30 years old? Okay, yes. Well, this is sort of a throwback from the 80s where you had the old extension cord running through to the games room and powering everything.
What do you mean the 80s? I still did that at my joint.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. But not normally to a GPO, double PowerPoint.
Yeah.
Quite often what we try to do as agencies, get electrical clearance certificate at the point of settlement, so that we know the seller then can say, well, look, it complies with the residual current devices, the cut-off switches and the smoke alarms, and then a qualified certified electrician signs off that the property is certified and safe. So I would go back and see whether that is – you're the buyer, obviously.
Yeah,
see whether that's possible to get an electrical clearance certificate, because if an electrician's prepared to sign off on it, it might look a little bit dodgy, but if it's safe and they're happy to sign off on it, then fine.
That's all I needed to know. If an electrician says it's safe, I believe.
Exactly, yeah. So I would probably push them for that and say, look, is it possible to get the electrical clearance certificate? The settlement agents certainly like them, because it's very clear then that the seller has complied with the legislative requirements to have residual current devices and smoke alarms. And at the same time, the electrician is checking the electrics of the property. So that would be your best solution to have a comfort there that it's safe.
Good on you, Kate. Okay. Do you know a good electrician? Good on you. You'll find one. Mark of Spearwood. G'day, Mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just a little bit like the last question or the last caller, the old caveat emptor, as in, buyer beware. How far does that extend? For example,
not as far as it used to.
A friend of mine bought a property recently, and it was one of the situations where there was 4,700 people queuing up to get into this house. They've gone in, they've made an offer.
Where was that?
Well, maybe a little bit of an exaggeration.
That's all right.
But they've made an offer, the offer's been accepted.
Right.
And then they realise that there are little things like, well, the vertical blinds don't really pull back how they should pull back, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
And they've been told by the real estate people, it's basically sold as seen. You saw it like that, you made the offer, you can't do anything about it.
To a degree, and I think there's always a balance here. The first thing I always ask is, what's the age of the property?
It's only 5 or 6 years old.
Okay, well, it's a brand new summit home, well, it's different. It's all guaranteed and so on. If it's 50, 60 years old, there's bound to be some problems. 5 or 6 year old home, you would assume that everything's in good working condition and near new with some minor wear and tear. But, of course, it also comes back to what is visible and evident at the time of buying a property. So if it is 5 or 6 years old, well, I would say there might be some wear and tear on the property, and it's not unreasonable to say, well, okay, the blinds aren't working perfectly, but you could have checked that at the time of buying the property. It is 5 or 6 years old. There is likely to be some wear and tear on the property. At the same time,
who would do that in a normal situation where you walked into a house, you fall in love with it as you walk in because it's got a fantastic pool or whatever out the back. You don't go around and check
everything, do you? No. I think it's a degree of expectation. You've got to look at the age of the property and say, well, look, there's likely to be some wear and tear on it. Is it – the other flip side of the equation is, should the seller disclose that at the time, it's a – I'm not trying to minimise it, but it's not a big matter having a few blinds that aren't working in a property that's 5 or 6 years old. So, however, the hot water system doesn't work, or you know, the solar hot water system doesn't work, as we know, then that's a different thing altogether. So, I guess there's no absolute set rules where there's a book where you can say exactly what the situation is. It's a matter of degree and expectation on both the buyer and the seller, and what is visible at the time. My view is that when you sell a property, unless you disclose things, you would assume that everything is pretty much in working condition, or you put a clause on the contract to say, hey, look, we can't represent, we don't know if everything's working, it's an old house, you buy it as is, where is, if there's any faults, you buy it with those faults, and you know that at the time of buying the property.
Good on you, Mark. Thanks for your call. We've got a couple of texts here before we go to a break, and then you've got a very special interview lined up for us, Rob. Mm. More about that later. Jim says, hi, boys. A well-known property developer told me that in 2018, inner-city apartments will crash and a major oversupply. Do you agree?
2018, well, it's a bit of an oversupply right at the moment, really. That's why prices are a little bit compressed and good value. I don't think that will be totally the case. I think there will be a degree of oversupply, but the market will sort itself out. It's a self-correcting market. It takes a little bit of time, but it self-corrects, and the way it self-corrects, obviously, is that right now it's hard to sell off the plan. And if you can't sell basically 40 or 50% of your development off the plan, then it ain't going to get up, and the banks aren't going to lend money. So there will be quite a few proposed developments that don't get off the ground. And quite frankly, that's good in the sense that that levels out the market because the demand is not there. Mm. So it will self-correct over the next 2 years. And I don't see developers at the moment jumping in for developments and wanting to build hundreds of apartments in a soft market at the moment, unless it's really quality location. Wouldn't you agree, Tony?
Yeah,
unless it's absolutely guaranteed that you're going to be selling them off. Like, for example, down at Elizabeth Quay. Boom. They superb location, great demand for them, once off opportunity, bam, they've got their sales, of course.
Mm, yeah.
So it will self-correct, and I don't think we'll get to that stage because the market has already started to soften.
Okay, thanks for that. Now, Jason sends a text in response to Ian of Belden's call about his dilemma with his hot water systems. And Jason says, tell the first caller that's in to get a plumber to inspect. They will work out what's going on right away. Mm, some solar systems have the panels on the roof with the storage tank and booster on the ground or at ground level.
It doesn't necessarily have to be electrical. It can be gas boosted as well.
So there you go. All right, that's good advice. Thank you for that. Now tell me, who are we going to speak to after the break?
We're going to speak to Laura Liverson, who is the Australian Property Manager of the Year.
Woohoo! And she's local, of course.
And local.
Naturally. Member of Rewa.
Member of Rewa.
Naturally.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. The night noodle markets are finally here. Head to Elizabeth Quay to enjoy all the colour, sounds and smells of an Asian pop-up market. Part of the WA Today Good Food Month presented by Citi, it's a foodie playground with an extensive selection of Asian cuisines and more. Nightly from 5pm weekdays and 4pm on weekends until April 10. Entry is free. Find out more at goodfoodmonth.com. The Night Noodle Markets, supported by 6PR.
Kitchen renovation no longer has to blow out your budget. Dianella Polishing have developed an innovative and cost-effective way to get the kitchen you've been dreaming of without losing any kitchen use. Using a new technique of resurfacing old peeling vinyl doors that reverses any damage and adding a coating of two-pack paint in the colour of your choice. See your kitchen transform from old and dull to stylishly modern at a third of the price compared to cabinet makers. For a quote, visit dianellapolishing.com.au.
You can now suit yourself at Tony Barlow Menswear with $200 to $400 off all pure wool suits. World-class brands are now $200 to $400 off. Suit yourself now from just $399 only at Tony Barlow Menswear.
Right now at Masters, don't miss 10 to 50% off all tiles. Yes, 10 to 50% off all tiles. Glass, stone and porcelain mosaics, concrete, stone and timber look tiles, full body and glazed porcelains. Outdoor tiles, ceramic wall and floor tiles, the latest European designs and colours, now all 10 to 50% off. Wall tiles from just $9 a square metre and floor tiles from $14 a square metre. Be quick to grab 10 to 50% off tiles. Master's huge tile clearance ends Wednesday, the 20th of April. 10 to 50% off all tiles only at Master's.
If you love boating, you'll love the Hillary's Boat Dive and Fishing Show. Big displays of boats, jet skis, fishing and dive gear, electronics and accessories, plus heaps of free entertainment. Kids can try sailing with Tackers and Yachting WA. There's fishing demos, kids casting comp, Hobie kayak demos and more. Plus, you could win a Yamaha outboard thanks to Aquasports Marine and Jet Power Boat Shop. Bring the family to the Hillary's Boat Dive and Fishing Show on now till Sunday at Hillary's Boat Harbour. Presented by the City of Joondalup.
Do you love getting out into nature? From the 18th to the 24th of April, the Nature Conservancy Australia invites you to spend 1 hour green desking and working outdoors. Whether it's a walking meeting or a brainstorming session in the park, you can green desk anytime during the Work with Nature Week. To find out more and register today, visit workwithnature.org.au. That's workwithnature.org.au.
Carl Langdon here. I want to tell you about one of my favourite fishing spots. Golden Ponds Fish and Marin Park is the only recreational fishing park in the metro area, where you can catch fish all day long for just $10 for adults and $5 for children. Golden Ponds gives visitors the chance to drop a line in one of their many ponds, boasting fish such as silver perch, black brim, seasonal trout and barramundi. Golden Ponds, one of WA's most popular tourist destinations. Cafe opens 7 days for lunch. Visit the Golden Ponds website for more.
Pain Away is for the temporary relief of mild arthritic pain, muscle and joint inflammation and muscular aches and pains, and is now available in an easy-to-use roll-on.
Pain Away Pain Relief Roll-On Lotion is available in all leading pharmacies.
It's pain relief for when you're on the go.
Use only as directed.
Got a real estate question? Call now, 922-11-882.
You certainly can, and you can speak to Rob Druitt. He's here each and every week. But today we're very lucky we've got Tony Harvey and Quentin Lau from Summit Homes in their respective positions as GM of Summit in Tony's case and development specialist for Summit Projects in Quentin's case. But right now, don't we love basking in the reflected glory of winners? We like to interview them as much as we can, don't we?
And certainly when they're West Australians.
Yeah, of course.
And winning national awards.
Yes.
Laura Levison from M Residential. This is your second award as Australian property manager. It was fabulous last month when we reported that you'd taken out the Real Estate Institute of Australia excellent award for being the top residential property manager of the year. And now I see that there's a new award that you've just won.
There is. So I'm under the organisation of the leading property managers of Australia.
Yep.
And I just pulled out the small property management company of the year across Australia.
Well done. This would be a first, wouldn't it, for Western Australia?
It is in this category, absolutely. I have been chunking away at this. This is the third year, and it was my third year lucky.
So tell us a little bit about LPMA, Leading Property Managers Australia.
Okay, so the organisation, they will hold a conference every year. Last year they actually held a West Coast conference here, where I was one of the speakers, and I was also a speaker at the recent one just over at the Gold Coast this week. They're an organisation where they take on board the elite of property managers and property management companies. They are purely property management based. So a conference providing, you know, knowledge and ideas purely for property management side of the business rather than the overall real estate or sales side of the business.
Great to get that networking from right around Australia so you can learn new techniques. And we probably teach them a thing or two about our property management because it is slightly different here in Western Australia. We tend to give a little bit higher level of service, don't we, than other parts of the country?
Absolutely. Even if it just comes down to something like routine inspections, you know, they're only doing them every 6 months. We do them every 3 months. So the way we work and, you know, the amount of properties that we manage per property manager is very, very different to what you'll see over in the east.
Oh, it's great, great recognition and to last month win a national award and this month to win one as well. Well done.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. It was pretty exciting.
Now, tell us a bit about M Residential, which is your company in South Perth there or the South Perth region.
Yeah, so M Residential, we're a boutique real estate agency. We cover all areas, you know, across Perth, but mainly within that South Perth, Como, Vic Park, Carlisle area. We specialise in property management. We also have a sales arm where my business partner Lee Riddell runs that side.
I know Lee well. Yes, he's top Rewa salesman.
Absolutely. So watch the space of M Residential. We're kicking goals at the moment.
Good stuff. No, that's really great.
Yeah. Good on you. Well done, Laura. Are you going to New York for an international final?
anyone who knows me knows
Switzerland.
That I have this competitive streak. So don't be surprised if you see that.
If there is one, you'll be entering in it. And I'll tell you what, we might like to have you on the show sometime. Come in the studio and we can talk property and talk property management, because we always get a lot of insightful questions about property management.
We do.
That would be fantastic. I'd love to.
Well, it's a highly paid gig.
Yes.
what coffee do you like?
Yeah.
Coffee is good. First thing Saturday morning. I don't know about that, but I can do it.
All right. We'll be in touch, Laura. Congratulations once again.
Well done again.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thanks. That's Laura. You too. That's Laura Levison. Pop her back on hold. And we go to Shirley of Atterdale. G'day, Shirl.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. So just in Atterdale, the council, we can't get the zoning to demolish and build two townhouses. Would there be any hope in the future of a change?
Well, I guess being in the city of Melville, I'm not aware of any proposed subdivision or increase in zoning in Atterdale. However, Shirley, how big is your particular property?
860.
860. Well,
and what's the zoning there?
Is it 16?
Probably R15, I'd say. Yes, which would make it single residential. Whereas if it was R20, with the West Australian Planning Commission 5% concession, you may very well be a duplex block.
And would that allow to...
Potentially, but the zoning, most of the zoning through there is single residential R15, I believe. Depending on your location to the river.
It's on the riverside.
Yes.
Richmond Road, which is, I think that's what's causing the problem.
Yes, most of that area would be single residential. And I would say that even if the council were to consider increasing zoning, there could be some resistance
amongst the locals. And it takes an awful lot of time for it to actually change over. There's a process. The councils are actually required to review their zoning every 5 years. Not all of them do that, but they are required to review it every 5 years. And it requires a lot of stakeholder communication. Local people obviously have an input into it. And unless there's a real groundswell, isn't it, Quentin, it doesn't happen.
No. And as I mentioned, especially in certain areas like Atterdale, you might get quite a bit of resistance from the locals. There has been areas, for instance, around Applecross, Mount Pleasant, whereby not only were there an increase in zoning, but the zoning actually went backwards. There was a decrease in zoning because the residents did not want to see high density.
Well, it's a balance, having a balance in the area. But you might find, say, on Canning Highway and so on, areas like that are ideal to upzone. And then as you get closer to the river, you have single residential, because that's what the residents really want.
All right, good on you. Thank you very much for your call, Shirley. And this is about your last chance to join us on the program, because in footy terms, we're about to head into the last quarter. Bounce the ball. 9221882. We've got a couple of texts just before we go to the break, gentlemen.
Good.
Or one, I should say, sorry, from Jan. I have a 3-bedroom townhouse near Perth to be put on the market in July. No air conditioner. Should I install or leave? Would it affect the price, Jan?
Well, you can actually cheat in winter and probably get away with it. But in the middle of summer, you can't. So I would say probably try and sell it as it is. But if you look at selling when it gets hotter, you really need air conditioning. So that's where I put it.
Easy way of answering that question. All right, 9221882, if you'd like to talk to our panel of experts in the studio this morning.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. spend your afternoon with Peter Bell.
Very tired, working week. I get home, I'm having a conversation with my wife. I just wanted to go to sleep, but she'd asked a few questions, get going, and I found myself drifting off into sleep. She asked me one more question, and I said, oh, whatever, Bluey. And then, you know, like when you're in that strange zone between being awake and asleep, but I heard what I said and just lost the laughing. And I sort of woke up. Did I just call you Bluey?
Yes, you did.
Inexplicable.
Afternoons with Peter Bell. Weekdays from midday on 882 6PR. The voice of Perth.
Tony L Fresh Food Market is bringing farm fresh produce to you with the best selection of fresh fruit and veg. Sweet juicy kiwi fruits, $2.99 per kilo. Garden fresh carrots, 99 cents per kilo. Fresh and crisp celery, 99 cents a bunch. Freshly picked pack of pears, $1.99 per kilo. Country Dairy Milk, $1.79 for a 2-litre bottle. Tony L Fresh Food Market, open 8 to 6, 7 days a week. 86 Hammond Road, Jandakot.
It's a little cough. You'll be fine, Dad. You don't need to see a doctor.
You don't need your bank card, Mum. How can you take care of your money when you can't even take care of yourself?
You'll eat when I'm good and ready, Dad. I've got to go out, so you're just going to have to wait.
Where do you think you're going? Who would want to see you?
1 in 20 people suffer from elder abuse, with 73% of abusers being relatives. If you or someone you know is a victim, call the Elder Abuse Helpline on 1300 724 679. Visit advocare.org.au.
In just 2 years, 50 Up Club has grown to have close to 200,000 members, just like you. That's members 50 and over who want to save a buck on their household expenses. Too many people stay loyal to the same old insurance or energy provider year after year, and chances are they're paying too much. Right now, there are 6 great offers available to 50 Up Club members, including home and contents, car, energy, life, travel and health insurance. For your free membership to the club everyone's talking about, go to 50upclub.com and sign up today. There's no obligation, so don't wait. Visit 50upclub.com today to see if you can save. Log on now, 50upclub.com. 50upclub.com.
The Scullery series from Content Living makes your home organised bliss. Spacious homes with exclusive extras including stone bench tops, high ceilings and a big front door. Choose from bonus upgrades including a big island bench, overhead kitchen cupboards, laundry cupboards or ensuite double vanities. 10 beautifully designed Scullery series homes from $174,000. Visit a Content Living display this weekend or contentliving.com.au. Content Living, the home builders. License 8867.
If you're in pain, try Pain Away. You can use Pain Away arthritis and sports pain relief spray and creams in 3 easy steps. Spray on and around the affected area, rub in some cream, then spray again.
Use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional.
Once in a while, a product comes along that's just brilliant. This is one of them. Magnetite is a retrofit double glazing system that fits in front of existing windows, no matter what shape or age, blocking noise by up to 70% and conserving energy. An incredibly clever system. Magnetite means your window functions normally, but with all the double glazing benefits. From a bedroom window to a full commercial fit out with no fuss installation. It's just brilliant. Google Magnetite Perth, like magnet tight.
Buying, selling or renting. Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11882.
Yeah, absolute last chance to get on the program and take advantage of Tony Quinton and Rob's expertise. Coming up after the 10 o'clock news is Saturday morning at the footy. G'day, Carl.
How are you, Harv?
Good, mate.
And we've got an hour and a half of our program. No interview, so just talk. So what are people thinking about?
I don't think your mic's plugged in, is it?
All right, is it? Look at that. Hey.
Let's get you plugged in there, yeah. Carly boy, you know. Yeah. Mind you, don't really need the mic.
How's that?
Now we can really
hear. Is that better?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's good.
I was saying, we've got an hour and a half of talk back, no interviews, so we've got a big lead up to the Derby, see how people are thinking, how they're feeling, what they think is going to transpire, mids, forwards, backs, who they think is going to win the Roskillendenning medal and all of those elements. We'll recap last night's match. We'll look ahead to the games today and tomorrow.
A shocking match, wasn't it?
Last night?
Yeah.
Port Adelaide aren't going that well, are they?
No.
Given that they went into the game after a flogging. Yeah, but still, if you've got no depth, then it's not going to help you, is it? So, in
Charlie might be all right, though. He's
starting to fit in nicely to the Port system, Charlie Dixon.
Yeah, but I think against better quality opponents, he's going to struggle a little bit, as he did the week before. And there's a lot more to talk about, like the new collective bargaining, whether we should have a grand final replay, should rookies be abolished, those sorts of things.
Good on you. Thanks, Carl. That's Saturday morning at the footy, coming up after the 10 o'clock news. So we've got one call. We've got a chance to put one other caller up after Rob of Melville, but you're going to have to call within the next 30 seconds. Hello, Rob.
Oh, hello. How are you going?
Good, thank you.
Look, I just wanted to ask a quick question. I'm in the process of subdividing property, and part of the WAPC conditions was that a residual vehicle crossover had to be removed. Now, the dividing line between the properties only includes about 10% of this residual vehicle crossover. And I have to restore. Do I have to restore the whole crossover verge, even though you know it's only about 10% where the dividing line goes through it?
Well, Rob, basically, this particular condition would probably relate to the local government's requirement. It's probably best that you actually speak to local government and actually find out exactly what they actually would permit. There may be some degree of flexibility in them, allowing you to retain and maybe just cut a portion of the crossover.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Oh, great. Oh, look, thank you so much.
Good, Rob. Yeah, the local shires are pretty hard on the old crossovers, aren't they?
Yeah, like an old Melville. But anyway, look, go Frio, and thanks for your advice.
Yeah, you got that in. Well done.
That's the most important part of your call, you reckon, eh, Rob? Good on you. Bye. Righto. Still waiting for maybe one more caller. Rob, you're all dressed up nicely with a nice tie and tasteful shirt, so that means you're working today.
I certainly am. I've got a few auctions today. I've got a cracker of a duplex block down in Griver Street there at Cottesloe for Jamie Harrington from Altus Real Estate at 11 o'clock. So that should sell because there's not too many of the double blocks through there. A nice spot, nice flat block there in Cottesloe. And then for Enzo Pagnozzi from Growth Realty, really nice. Well, the house is a little bit dilapidated, shall I say, but it is a fantastic spot there in Salisbury Street there at 84 Salisbury Street.
Take some acquaintance cards down with you.
Yeah, well, it's a great spot there for a rebuild there. So that's at 1 o'clock. And then I'm going out to Kugamia to do an auction there of a block of land at 3 o'clock. So, yeah, 2 o'clock, I should say. So, busy day.
Busy day today. All right. And Tony and Quentin, your days today, nice and... You are the absolute... I've got to tell you, everybody, last time I saw Tony was we were working in another area and he always came in looking pristine in his beautiful suit, clean shirt. Today, mate, you are Mr. Casual, if ever I've seen one.
Thanks, Harvey. I've got a bit of facial hair going on.
It's coming preparation winter. For winter?
Yeah, winter. You've got to keep warm. And they work us pretty hard down there at Summit, so we don't get too much time to look after ourselves. Mm. I'm only kidding. It's a great place to work.
Yeah, of course it is. Where are some of your display homes that you would recommend? I know they're all over the place, but can you just give us a little bit of a summary of where to find them?
We've got some crackers opening up of late. Probably the one that we're so proud of at the moment would be a house called The Mod. That's a Summit display. That's at Wandy. So that's the Satterley Honeywood display, just south the freeway, about 20 minutes south on the freeway there, Honeywood. That's open today from 1 o'clock and tomorrow at the same thing, 1 till 5. That's a cracker. But there are a lot of new estates. There's a bit of a lot of new estates opening up and a lot of new display homes coming through. So, it's a great time to look at new homes, a lot of new designs coming through. And there's plenty of great offers out there at the moment for people looking to build a new home.
Fantastic. Okay, very quick call. Our last one, Ando of Joondalup. G'day, Ando. You've got to be quick.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good. Fire away.
It's about strata titles. I was just wondering if I'm keen on getting an inner-city apartment, but I've noticed all of them have, strata titles. So I wasn't keen on that because they generally increase over time.
With the strata levies and so on, yes.
Yeah.
Look, you'll find all apartments will be, pretty much all of them will be, they will be strata titled. They'll be under the Strata Titles Act. They need to be because you're talking about one portion of land and a whole lot of owners, and that is the most practical way to obviously have your title system with a multi-storey complex. The key is to look at the complex, the age of the complex and the facilities in it, and the strata company that's running it, and to check the budget before you buy to make sure that they're both financial and that their strata fees are are commensurate with the facilities that are being provided, and within the marketplace that it's a fair strata fee. But you will pay higher strata fees for apartments and multi-storey because you're getting more facilities there. Often there's gyms and swimming pools and elevators and so on that need to be maintained. And the strata company does look after the building.
Yeah, because with Elizabeth Quay, for example, that's off plan. Mm. The towers at Elizabeth
yes.
Quay. It's off plan, and you know some other historically off plan sites in Perth have gone down. So that's why you know that's a pretty good place to buy because it's very close to the city.
Oh, great location.
Good on you. Thanks very much for your call, Ando. We do have to move on. Thank you very, very much, Tony and Quentin. We'll have you back in the studio representing Summit Homes again really soon.
Pleasure, Harvey.
Now,
pleasure.
Our winner today has been determined as Claude of Greenwood. Claude, well done, mate. You have won yourself $100 cash from Summit Granny Flats. Visit summitgrannyflats.com.au. See you next week, Rob.
Looking forward to it.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.